and by Strang Heating and Electric, serving South Central Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Testimony by Stormy Daniels in the hush money trial has wrapped up, but during cross-examination, she was accused by Donald Trump's attorneys of lying about her alleged sexual encounter with Trump and accused Daniels of extortion. Trump accused of falsifying business records to hide payments to Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. ABC's Catherine Falder says Trump is also challenging the judge's gag order.
The Trump legal team argument is that nobody's ruled or made a decision on whether the gag order is unconstitutional, which Trump believes it is. So they were asking essentially for the courts to consider that and make a decision on that. Trump will surely continue to say that it violates his First Amendment rights, but the reality is he can say a wide range of things. He's just not allowed to attack witnesses or jurors.
Mortgage rates ticking down slightly for the first time since March, but the average rate still tops 7%. And another line of severe storms and threats of tornadoes stretching from Texas to the mid-Atlantic. This is ABC News. Getting drugs is as easy as ordering a pizza on Uber Eats. That's how DEA Administrator Anne Milgram describes the current overdose epidemic. And she says Congress must step in.
The DEA Administrator calling the drug epidemic a national tragedy. The agency is asking Congress for more funding to invest in technology to better track drugs entering the country.
My personal feeling is we cannot allow the speed of crime to move faster than the speed of government.
The effects of this crisis are felt across generations. More than 321,000 children in the U.S. lost a parent to a drug overdose between 2011 to 2021.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. The former interpreter of baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani has reached a plea agreement after stealing nearly $17 million from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. Ipe Mutsuhara will plead guilty to felony bank fraud and submitting a false tax return. He faces up to 33 years in prison. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rented Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a rainy 53 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for cloudy skies with periods of rain tapering off this afternoon, a high of 60. Tonight, decreasing clouds and chilly, patchy fog with a low of 42. And tomorrow, sunny in the morning, then increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely toward evening with a high of 68. In Richland Center, we have received around 15 hundredths of an inch of rain, and it's 53 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a longstanding tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-73 394440.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall. So it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Good afternoon. It is a rainy 53 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Consistent rainfall in the past few weeks has greatly improved drought conditions in Wisconsin. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows just 8% of the state is in drought, mostly in the lower Wisconsin River Valley, as well as the southeastern part of Monroe County, which has had flooding issues this week, and the eastern half of Vernon County. Only the southern third of La Crosse County is considered abnormally dry. 80% of the state was considered in drought at the start of the water year in October, and 19% last week. President Biden is calling out Donald Trump on jobs and the economy. The president was in Wisconsin yesterday to tout Microsoft's plans for a $3.3 billion AI data center in Racine and to develop job training programs.
During the previous administration, my predecessor made promises which he broke more than kept, left a lot of people behind in communities like Racine. On my watch, we make promises and we keep promises.
6 years ago, Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 jobs in the area.
Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it.
Microsoft is building a new AI data center. The White House says will create thousands of jobs. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up. Ryan says President Biden needs to start running toward the middle.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, yep. And Biden's underperforming everywhere.
I don't know for the life of me why he's chasing these left-wing voters. He's going to get them. Trump's going to deliver those voters for him. He's chasing the wrong voters, and so if he doesn't pivot soon, my guess is Trump wins it.
That's Paul Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. Wisconsin Democrats plan to spend $7 million on television ads in five state Senate races they believe are key to regaining control of the chamber. The state Senate Democratic Committee says the buy will target races around Wisconsin, including Milwaukee's northern suburbs, the rural areas north of Madison, the Fox Cities, Green Bay, and La Crosse. Republicans currently hold a 22-10 advantage in the chamber, but Democrats hope new district boundaries Governor Tony Evers signed in February will help them chip away at the GOP advantage. 16 Senate seats are up in November, including 8 currently held by Republicans. Democrats need to win 13 seats to gain the majority. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against moving Mike Johnson, as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. UW-Madison officials won't tolerate any disruptions of spring commencement events by pro-Palestinian protesters. A Wednesday email to students warned that disruption of events, including graduation activities, would violate state law and won't be tolerated. The university will recommend a minimum of suspension for students, including current graduates who participate in any disruption, and place holds on their degrees, registration, and official records. In addition, the warning says students and non-students engaging in disruptions also risk arrest, citation, and criminal charges. Also Wednesday, negotiations between protesters and campus officials broke down. The encampment was ordered removed by 4 p.m. Wednesday, although it wasn't immediately clear what would happen if that did not occur. A resolution of support for UW protesters fails to pass in Madison Tuesday night. On an 8-8 vote, Madison City Council deadlocked on a resolution that called on UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin to allow the encampment on Library Mall to continue. So it failed. The UW's stance has been clear. The encampment is illegal and unsafe. The resolution was just a symbolic move and not any sort of mandate. Even so, there was a nearly four-hour discussion on the topic with residents and officials airing grievances. Nate Gustafson, the state representative for the 55th Assembly District, has called for the removal of UW Oshkosh staff and teachers who have walked out in protest of the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. The demand was made in an open letter to UW System President Jay Rothman. The most recent pro-Palestinian demonstration at UWO was Tuesday, when more than 70 students and community members marched through the campus demanding UWO administration cut ties with Oshkosh Corporation. Oshkosh Corporation is buying OSSA, a manufacturer of construction, agriculture, landscape, and material handling equipment. OSSA was founded in Spain in 1956. Its sales reached 132 million euros in 2023. Oshkosh Corporation and OSSA have been working together since 2020. The deal is expected to close in 90 days. Terms have not been announced. Appleton International Airport unveiled a new $7.4 million hangar during a ribbon cutting this week. The 31,000-square-foot aviation hangar is built to accommodate general and corporate aircraft. Officials say the hangar, which was federally funded, will help manage increased traffic from EAA in Oshkosh and the 2025 NFL draft in Green Bay. It's the time of year to be on the lookout for ticks, particularly deer ticks, which carry Lyme disease. According to health officials, the unusually warm winter across the area has created optimal conditions for the tick population to grow earlier than usual, which means there will likely be more of them as residents start to get outside again. If you do get a tick on you, you should use tweezers to remove it by its head and contact your medical provider if the bite leaves you with a rash. A new study again ranks Wisconsin worst in the nation for Black American residents. The study from 24/7 Wall Street analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau and other resources. According to the study, the median household income for Black individuals in Wisconsin of just over $38,000 is only 51% of the $75,000 median household income for whites. That's the widest income gap among all states. The home ownership rate for black residents stands at 26.5%, compared to nearly 72% for white residents. Black residents make up 6.1% of the state's population and have an unemployment rate of 8.3%, while the unemployment rate for white residents is 3%. Other Midwestern states fare a little better in the study, with Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois ranking just above Wisconsin. The American Heart Association presented Senator Joan Balwegg and Representative Alex Yores with a Friend with a Heart Award for their leadership in creating a statewide nutrition incentive program. Nutrition incentive programs, oftentimes called double dollars or market match, provide matching dollars to families participating in food share to purchase additional fruits and vegetables at participating farmers markets and other healthy food retailers. The program helps families stretch their grocery budget and prioritize buying healthy foods, all while supporting local farmers. A man in Juneau County may have intentionally set two campers on fire. Deputies responding to the property in Nisita Township found the two campers completely engulfed in flames. The Wisconsin DNR was paged and Adams Fire Department gave mutual aid. After investigating the cause, it was suspected that the man who lived on the property may have set the fire on purpose. Chad Norton, age 38, was arrested and transported to the Juneau County Jail. Norton is charged with felony arson, among other charges. He was given a $5,000 cash bond on Tuesday. Chad Norton will make his initial appearance in court on June 12th. It's 53 rainy degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel carries a large selection of appliances, electronics, and home furnishings, including refrigerators, cooktops, oven ranges, washers, dryers, TVs, living room furniture, bedroom furniture, and much more. If you're looking for appliances, electronics, or home furnishings in the area, be sure to shop at Krogan's Do It Best. Shop local. Support your small businesses year-round. Krogan's Do It Best and Rented Center, downtown Boscobel. Best prices, best service, best value.
It's 53 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The headline reads, Richland Cub Women Planning a County Museum. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, records in their newspaper, BA12126, it was in the Wisconsin State Journal, dated September 21st, 1930. The title of the article, City Federation Has New Project for This Year, the first meeting to be held on Thursday. The first regular meeting of the Richland Center Federation of Women's Clubs was held Thursday afternoon in their club room. Mrs. Frank Fogel, newly elected president, called the meeting to order. In a follow-up article dated November 9, 1930, in the Wisconsin State Journal, there was a list of articles to be desired for a Richland museum. They were to be put together and organized with postcards and anything that was sent by the members of the committee. It was interesting because the lists were made on postcards that facility would be filled quickly in reference possibilities. Among those things that they desired, they wanted prehistoric Indian artifacts, metal and implements, modern Indian articles, even for present day, would be materials wearing approval of illustrations that pioneer days were a main part of their culture. The church stationery and those history relics that could be used from the schools, as well as fashion jewelry, or even from the instruments that they used. One of them was handmade, even. Early agricultural implements were popular. The styles, they included surgical instruments, and they were history materials that were used for the time period. Relics, anything that was a part of the railroad history, or relics, anything that was part of logging and lumbering days. It was in the Madison Capital Times, November 23, 1930. The Federation votes for $100 for a museum. The basement of the courthouse is to house what would be a converted shelter to become a museum in Richland Center. It was on Thursday, their meeting date, that $100 was voted to carry on that work. No problem, because the committee went before the county board and asked for shelter to be proposed for the new museum. Partially used rooms in the basement would serve as their museum. Permission was granted with the gratuity of a sum necessary for three rooms available in that they would use them for museum purposes. When they were ready, they made for collecting, installing, and exhibiting all the items that they had collected. In the meantime, the Federation, at its meeting on Thursday afternoon, called for a report of the committee. From that Federation, they voted $100 to be used for the museum. And finally, it was in a Wisconsin State Journal article dated April 4, 1931. Just a half a year later, Richland County opens their new museum. Antiques to tell the story of pioneer days, all the history and lore, and essay prizes will be awarded. In Richland Center, Richland County Museum items were formally opened today. Antiques and articles of pioneer lore belonging to the residents of Richland County that had been gathered and collected by students of all the rural schools to help with the articles of this historical museum. As a footnote, check out a news story that will be provided to both WRCO Radio and the Richland Observer about the Agricultural Museum and the developments at the Aikie School Museum. Listen next week, too, for the history of Richland County, covering the Combe Cemetery.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Aikie Breaky Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Aikie School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
The Sauk County Board of Supervisors has a vacancy. The winning candidate in the District 30 election last month did not accept the seat after moving out of the district. If you live in the district and are interested in serving, email the county board chair at timothy.mccumber@saukcountywi.gov. All interested parties should express an interest no later than this Monday for potential consideration and appointment at the May County Board meeting. If you are in the District 30 and not sure if you're there, Maps can be found on the Sauk County webpage. Governor Tony Evers is seeking applicants for the Crawford County Circuit Court. The appointment will fill a vacancy being created by Judge Lynn M. Ryder's retirement, effective July 31st. The new judge will complete a term ending July 31st, 2025. To apply, please email a completed application form and supporting materials to govjudicialappointments@wisconsin.gov. Applications must be submitted by 5 o'clock Monday evening, June 3rd. The application can be found on the Apply to Serve page on Governor Evers' website at evers.wi.gov. Applicants with questions about the judicial selection process may contact the Governor's Office of Legal Counsel at 608-266-1212. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is highlighting the importance of clean drinking water and recognizing the dedicated professionals working to keep our water clean in celebration of National Drinking Water Week, running through Saturday. First established in 1988 by former President Ronald Reagan in partnership with the American Water Works Association, Drinking Water Week is an annual week-long celebration of water professionals and a recognition of water's vital role in our daily lives. From the federal, state, and municipal policymakers and water advocates to the scientists, system operators, well drillers, inspectors, and researchers, water professionals dedicate their careers to protecting our water resources and ensuring access to safe, clean water every time we turn on the tap. These professions often go unnoticed. This week is about recognizing them and their efforts to provide the most basic of necessities. This year's observance is especially significant as 2024 marks the 50th anniversary of the Safe Drinking Water Act. This landmark legislation was signed into law on December 16, 1974, and established new regulations for over 90 contaminants to strengthen and protect our drinking water and drinking water sources. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society's amazing perennial plant sale will be held this Saturday beginning at 8:30. There will be an array of plants to bring color to every yard and garden. The perennial plant sale will be held at the Killian Meyer Building at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. The Animal House food stand will also be open at the park from 10 to 2, serving Chicago dogs, Wisconsin brats, and Maxwell Street Polish. Richland County Highway II is closed today in Westford Township for culvert replacement. The closure is from Corwin Ridge Road to Ryan Drive until 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's 53 rainy degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Rain continues to fall in Richland Center, where it is 53 cloudy degrees. WRCO News Time is 1229. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet, died April 30th at UW Health Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held today at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from 3 until the time of service at 5. The family suggests you wear a shirt from your favorite band to the service. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Jeremy Larson is survived by his parents, Sally and Eric Larson of Richland Center, 3 children, Anna and Ira Turner, Brooklyn and Zachary Larson, 4 stepsons, Kelvin Smith, Tristan Kuntz, and Gavin and Bryce Hill, 2 grandchildren, 2 brothers, Ryan and Angela Larson of Lone Rock, and Dustin and Lacey Larson of Richland Center, also nephews, Jeremiah J., Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet. Richard F., Dick Camp, 90, of Boscobel, died Friday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Lawrence O'Toole Catholic Church, Rural Mount Hope, followed by burial in the church cemetery. Lunch will be held at the Cottonwood in Fenimore, starting at 12:45. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel today from 5 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, plant a tree as a tribute through alivingtribute.org. Dick Camp is survived by his wife, Constance, Connie, 12 children, Lucinda and Montgomery Morse of Eau Claire, Richard, Rick Camp of Paloma, California, James and Peggy Camp of Pleasant Prairie, Wendy and Dion Sanger of Florence, Alabama, Kathleen and Charles Sprafka of South St. Paul, Minnesota, Walter and Paige Camp of Fall River, Jenny and Carrie Redder of Inver Grove Heights, Minnesota, Marcia and Douglas Miller of Gilbertsville, Kentucky, Kelly Camp and Warren of Madison, Matthew and Jennifer Camp of Sun Prairie, Gretchen Camp and Brett of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and April and Nicholas Shira of West Bend, 22 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, and a brother, William and Virginia Camp of New Bern, North Carolina. Richard F., Dick Camp, 90, of Boscobel. Daryl Duane, Daryl Byer, 65, of Richland Center, died April 30th. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 2. Daryl Byer is survived by his wife, Rose, 3 children, Brittany and Bart Sonnenberg, Jenna and Kyle Piatt, and Ross and Sarah Byer, 3 grandchildren, his mother, Gladys Byer, 3 siblings, Judy and Dave Felton, Cheryl and Jay Sabatier, and Lee and Marita Byer, also many other relatives and friends. Daryl Duane, Daryl Byer, 65, of Richland Center. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center from 5 until 7. Nancy Peterson is survived by nieces and nephews, great-nieces and nephews, great-great-niece and nephew, sister-in-law Elaine Dosh, special friends, Wilford Spry, Marianne Metz, and Marjorie Eady, special cousins, Steve and Lori Beatty, and Julie Teach, and many other relatives and friends. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center. Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo, died unexpectedly Saturday at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 10 to noon at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made for his daughter's further education and forwarded to his sister, Mia Everson. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Dalton Everson is survived by his daughter, Peyton Engel, his mother, Tyann Everson and Fred Linz, paternal grandmother, Helen Everson, Sister Mia Everson, brothers Dylan and Cora Everson, Dakota and Imani Kai, Ty, and Dawson Linz, nieces, many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo. Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly January 14th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery with military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Saturday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Francis Meixelsperger is survived by five sisters, Bernice Hughes, Margaret Weam, Diane Mertz, Anita Stockton, and Jean Meixelsperger. A brother, Gerald Meixelsperger, sister-in-law, Audrey Meixelsperger, 21 nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88, of Spring Green. Phyllis Joanne Kelbell, 89, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at our house in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Phyllis Kelbell is survived by five children, Bonnie and Keith Wilson of Reedsburg, Randy Kelbell of Viroqua, Alice and Mark Rail of Reedsburg, Roger and Carla Kelbell of Laval, and Irene Heiner and James of Velton. 12 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Kenneth Hatfield of Lafarge, Gary and Sally Hatfield of Casanova, Verda and James Revels of Hillsboro, Michael and Marilyn Hatfield of Arena, and Jerry and Ellen K. Hatfield of Dixon, Missouri. Sister-in-law, Rita Hatfield of Iowa, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Phyllis Joanne Kelbell, 89, of Richland Center.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Corin Maine and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Corin Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Dave and Anita Walker, Nick and Carla Brudner, Bill and Annika Matthews, and Palmer and Robin Severson. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today, everybody? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, no surprise, more rain across the region today thanks to low pressure over central Illinois. The rain amounts as of late morning varied from a few hundredths of an inch in the northern part of our listening area to as much as a half inch or so down toward Muscadet and Dodgeville. Now, looks like this will wind down later this afternoon as drier air and high pressure push in from the northwest. Should clear us out by tomorrow. Should be a pretty nice Friday to get outside and maybe do some gardening or head off to the park or just mow the lawn, enjoy some of that sunshine. But a cold front will be diving into Wisconsin tomorrow afternoon, sparking showers and thunderstorms first in the northwest part of the state. They should arrive here tomorrow evening, maybe just a couple hours worth, but it could again bring us up to a quarter inch of rain. Behind that, a dry Saturday shaping up, and then Sunday and Monday, warmer and more humid air coming back could spark some more scattered showers and thunderstorms. That forecast for the rest of today, generally overcast, scattered light rain or drizzle with highs in the upper 50s, northeast and north winds 7 to 15. Tonight, decreasing clouds and chilly with patchy fog, low at 42. Tomorrow morning, sunshine, then the clouds roll in. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely toward evening with highs in the upper 60s. Now, Friday night, any showers will be ending, low in the mid-40s. Saturday, seasonal and breezy with a good amount of sunshine, high at 68. On Sunday, partly sunny and warm, high 77, 40% chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Monday, variably cloudy with pockets of rain and storms, high 73. Tuesday, partly cloudy and quiet, high of 70. And Wednesday, variably cloudy, spotty showers and thunderstorms possible, high near 67. Again this afternoon, some light rain here and there, gradually ending late, high around 58. Have yourself a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a rainy 53 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 78, our low this morning and our current temperature is 53. Our high today was recorded at midnight at 66. The record high for this date was set in 1987 and tied again in 2022 at 84 degrees. The record low was set in 2020 at 25. Last year's high was 73 with a low of 51. Sunset tonight will be at 8:12 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:43. Currently in Richland Center, it is a rainy 53 degrees. The air is calm. The barometer is up to 29.86, and we have received 0.2 inches of rain. Again, currently it is a rainy 53 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Some recognition for farm moms today on Farm to Fork.
If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
As Mother's Day approaches, I introduce you to Jerry Eide of Gettysburg, South Dakota. Eide grew up on a family farm, worked most of her adult life in various capacities for the South Dakota FFA, and has her own leadership consulting business.
Pretty much it's all tied to agriculture, and it's helped me see the importance of diversification within agriculture and really providing as many opportunities to my kids as I can.
Eide has three children who benefited from that philosophy.
Kind of the old adage, if you set something free and it comes back to you, then it's yours. If it's not, it never was in the first place. I kind of believe that about agriculture. It makes me a little bit sad when people are like, well, he's the only son, so he's got to come back and farm mentality. And I very much encourage my kids to, nope, go find out, go explore things. My oldest is going to medical school, but adamantly says, I want to come back and work where I can also do the farm stuff. I want to be involved in the farm, but I don't see myself as farming full time. And realistically, I feel looking forward, that's probably a good mentality.
Eide says it's a reflection of her own experience in life.
I feel blessed that I had the opportunity to explore and choose to come back versus feeling like, well, this is where I had to be. This is where I want to be.
To all the moms on or off the farm, happy Mother's Day. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Livestock farmers are curious what the Farm Bill might have to protect them from Proposition 12. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, CNH Industrial's announcement to move manufacturing to Mexico came under fire this morning at the U.S. Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing. Senator Tammy Baldwin is on that committee.
Agricultural machinery has been made by workers in my home state for over 175 years. They have made Case New Holland into the international manufacturing powerhouse that it is today. Even after delivering record profits for the company, plant workers at Racine are being told that their services are too expensive.
She pressed Acting Secretary Julie Sue of the Department of Labor on how the Biden administration's budget promotes a fair global playing field for workers and protects paychecks for Americans. Sue pointed to the International Labor Affairs Bureau, or ILAB.
ILAB engages in research and advocacy to make sure that conditions like child labor and forced labor in other countries are not condoned, that when goods that are made in such conditions try to enter the United States, that we do not allow that.
Sue said the department has been engaged with Mexico as it implements worker protections as part of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The vice president of government and industry affairs at the Livestock Marketing Association says she's looking forward to seeing how lawmakers address concerns about California's Proposition 12 law in the new farm bill. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit in Kansas City.
Chelsea Good tells Brownfield.
Essentially, my understanding of the solution, and I think that we are going to get to see a little bit more about this tomorrow, my understanding is that a producer would only have to abide by the animal raising requirements in the state in which those animals are raised.
California's Proposition 12 law requires the pork sold in California to be raised under strict guidelines. And pork producers have expressed concerns other states will implement their own strict guidelines, causing a patchwork of regulations across the country. Good says Prop 12 affects other segments of the livestock industry too.
Because it sets a bad precedent, it's a slippery slope. You know, right now it's about making sure a pregnant sow has has a certain amount of space in confinement, but yeah, tomorrow it could be about cattle. It could be about sheep.
Reporting from Kansas City, Missouri, the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
The USDA reports the sale of more than 130,000 tons of U.S. corn to Mexico. About 60,000 tons of that is for delivery this marketing year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Another lackluster start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are sharply lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Bids are elusive this week. Asking prices are around $186 to $187 live in the south, while the north has been quiet. So far this week, there has only been a handful of deals. Those came late in the day Monday. Packer inquiries will likely pick up at some point today, but it could be late Friday before any significant trade volume develops. Box beef is mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 26 cents at $296.93. Select is $1.55 lower at $286.70. At the Huss livestock market in Nebraska, compared to 2 weeks ago, steers under 700 pounds were steady to $3 higher. Heifers under 700 pounds were unevenly steady, and heifers over 700 pounds are $3 to $8 higher. The USDA says demand was moderate to good from the buyers in the crowd. Medium and large one feeder steers, 601 to 632 pounds, brought $308 to $311. Feeder steers, 705 to 740 pounds, brought $278.50 to $282.75. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 655 to 689 pounds, brought $263.50 to $268.50. Cash hogs are sharply lower at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. It's been a lackluster day for the cash hog market. Processors appear to have pulled back in their procurement efforts early, as they likely have near-term needed numbers on hand. Demand continues to be a bright spot overall for the industry, but there are long-term concerns that are lingering. The industry is monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs. Higher hog weights again this week indicate high production efficiency on the part of producers. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director down 362 with a weighted average of 88.95. The Iowa Minnesota is $4.41 lower with a weighted average of 89.48. The Western Corn Belt down 386 with a weighted average of 89.48. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $50. And pork values were lower, down 59 cents at 98.70. I'm Megan Grubner for Roundfield.
In agriculture, we take care of our people. And part of that is recognizing when someone might not be okay. While farmers experience higher levels of psychological distress and depression than other occupations, they are less likely to seek help for their mental health. It's on all of us to offer a helping hand. Find tools for managing stress and seeking help at soygrowers.com or hashtag soyhelp. Together, let's cultivate a healthier future. Brought to you by the American Soybean Association and United Soybean Board.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country today, Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower. Rain has delayed planting, but parts of the region should see a drier pattern near term. The full extent of damage and loss in southern Brazil due to flooding won't be known for a while. July beans are down 17 and a quarter at 12.10 and a quarter. August is 15 and a half lower at 12.12. July bean meal's down $4.40 at $3.74.10. July soybean oil's 110 lower at $42.69. Corn's weak. The recent planting delay and rainfall has boosted soil moisture, and that should be favorable for crop development. Mexico bought more than 130,000 tons of U.S. corn ahead of the open, mostly for next marketing year. July's down 1 3/4 at 456 3/4. September's 1 3/4 lower at 466 3/4. And wheat's up modestly on speculative and technical buying, along with weakness in the dollar. There has been frost damage this week in parts of Russia, compounding dry weather issues. The USDA's updated supply, demand, and production numbers are out in just over just about 23 hours. July Chicago's up 3 3/4 at 637 3/4. July Kansas City's up 4 at 652 1/2. July Minneapolis wheat's too higher at 704 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are down. Watching the direct markets, trade remains very light at 185 live in Texas, a dollar higher than a week ago. Box beef's mixed at midday. June live's down 50 at 175.97, and August is 50 lower at 173.72. August feeders are down $1.27 at 251.12. And hogs are pressured by cash and wholesale business with a big drop at the open for the major direct markets. June's down $1.05 at $97.67. July's $1.37 lower at $101.07. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Archie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Archie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Archie's crane truck. For more information, call Archie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Stretching your grocery dollar. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Families continue to battle inflation and elevated food costs. Shoppers are looking for ways to stretch their grocery budget. Jessica Castle, a registered dietitian with the St. Louis Dairy Council, says there are ways to make the most of those grocery trips without breaking the bank. and making healthy choices.
When we're at the grocery store, it just takes a little bit more preparation these days, so we're not exceeding our budgets and still getting all of the nutrients that our bodies need. And one of the ways that you can do that is looking for foods that are very nutrient dense, such as milk, for example, or yogurt or cheese, because they deliver really essential nutrients that we need every day. So one of those in particular, calcium, potassium, protein, those are all really important nutrients that we need. And then with planning and preparation, you can really work to keep your food costs in line with your budget.
Dairy foods can actually be easily frozen for later use. When you're freezing milk, leave a little space at the top because it expands when it freezes. You can freeze cheese and butter as well for several months. All you have to do is wrap them tightly to keep air and moisture away. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide.